We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and I go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede.
Well, it's Thursdays with the King. Every Thursday at this time, we move from Elvis to Howard on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast from the Tasty Cake Studio. No Phil's game today, but they'll play tomorrow. And for more on that, on the Eagles and everything, we turn to our guy Howard Eskin. Good morning, King.
Good morning. Rolling all these sports into one. Even though the football is not being played, there was a lot of activity, obviously, in Orlando.
Well, Howard, let's start there, and then we'll get to the other stuff. But you were in Orlando for the owners' meeting. And, you know, we, of course, heard from the Eagles brass, all three main guys. I'm curious, from your end, what stood out to you the most about what was said, or if there was, like, a non-answer not said, so to speak? What hit you the most of what was displayed publicly?
Well, the biggest conversation by many, including you, Joe, and others, you're not the only one, was Nick Sirianni, is he coming back? And Jeffrey Lurie talked about all the things that he believed that Nick Sirianni did well. And the day before, you know, I talked to a lot of people, and there was never a question that he was going to come back. But they go over things like, what are you going to do? So that was one of the things that stood out.
There was never a question.
You know that, or you
that
think
Nick
that?
Sirianni I know that. Was coming back?
I know that. I know that. That's what I was told.
So 9 days they were just discussing.
You know, I don't know what the reason for the 9 days was. And I think what they're trying to do is have some information. At that point, weren't they trying to sign Vic Fangio? I think at that point they were trying to get something done to have some information at that point when they spoke. And I think Nick Fangio actually signed kind of that afternoon after the news conference, right, if I remember correctly? So I think that
it was during it, wasn't it? Like, remember they interrupted it?
Well, it came up during it.
Howard, I'll tell you why I don't buy it.
Get that done.
Let me tell you why I don't buy it. And I don't mean to trample on.
Well, I'm just telling you what I was told.
I understand. No, I understand.
I believe the people that told me.
I believe that you believe it. Here's my thought. I mean, they could be trying to mislead you. I'll say this.
All they do is yell at me.
I'm sure. If the Eagles were listening at all with one ear, they would know the whole town was talking for 9 days about whether Sirianni was going to come back, and they could have easily leaked to any reporter locally or nationally, hey, just so you know, you can put out there, we're keeping Sirianni. Like, we'll have a press conference when we have it, but that's the type of thing they give to someone like Adam Schefter all the time, and then Schefter will go to Twitter and say, Nick Sirianni's staying, the Eagles have made the decision, he's staying, and that way the guy's not twisting in the wind publicly for 9 days. I find it implausible that they weren't at least considering dumping him, in part because they did not have such a report leaked out there.
That doesn't change anything, because then people still whine, well, if they're bringing him back, why are they bringing him back? So it's still, the narrative pivots a little bit, but it doesn't change anything. So, you know, they just waited until they spoke. It served no purpose to leak something out. But I'm just telling you, what I was told is there was really no chance that Nick Sirianni was not coming back this year. And Nick, you know, and some of the things, you know, he talked about what he's going to do and how he's going to handle
it. Do you have a good feel for that? Like, what he's going to do in terms of how involved he is with the offense now?
Yeah, I mean, people make it sound like he's an idiot. And Kellen Moore is going to run the offense. He's the head coach. They have meetings every week, and there will be the play calls will be Kellen Moore. Not that Nick Sirianni can't change a play call. He's the head coach, and he's going to do what a lot of head coaches do. He's going to run the football team the way he sees fit. And one of the things, and this is off the beaten track a little bit, and I've gotten this sense from a few conversations, and John, you were obviously one of them, you're not the only one, complained that the Eagles didn't practice enough, there wasn't enough practice, it wasn't long enough, it wasn't tough enough. I understand that's going to change this year. That's one of the things that I, from what I'm hearing, is going to change this year. Practices are going to be harder, and practices are going to be longer, like winning teams have done, like Kansas City has done, like San Francisco has done. I think that's going to be a change, but he's still the head coach of the football team.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And Kellen Moore, they hope, if you have good coordinators, it's going to help a lot. And they believe, obviously, they have good coordinators. You know, as far as other things, yeah, you can say things. The offensive line, you want to make sure is still a good offensive line. I think Saquon, you know, Nick said something which was kind of interesting. And, I mean, I can see why Saquon's here. He's going to catch the football a lot more than running backs have caught the football. And he says, yeah, he could have 50, 60, or 70 catches. Why didn't he even go to 70? He says, but he's going to have a lot of catches. He's going to get the ball a lot as a receiver out of the backfield. He's not going to run it, you know, a ton of times. He's going to 15, I think, is at most the average. But and I think he'll get an average of maybe 5 catches a game. That's enough. That's enough, and that'll put him right up there. But, you know, there's a lot of things that were kind of said, but the other teams do respect the Eagles, and they're going to be one of the teams in the NFC. I think Green Bay is going to be strong. San Francisco is not going back to the Super Bowl based on history, so forget that. Detroit's got to show that they can do it 2 years in a row, and the Dallas Cowboys always find a way to choke.
They do. They really do.
And Dak is on basically the last year of his contract, and he's getting a lot of money.
That's true. It really does feel like things have sort of stopped in their tracks. Dak is heading into the last year of his contract, and they sort of froze up. They don't want to extend him any further than they already have.
Well, you know what? Also,
he's owed $55 million this year. I think it's 40 against
it's
the
crazy.
Cap for next year. Yeah. Like, do you really want to add to that number moving forward?
And it also strikes me, Howard, between Dak and what obviously will be a massive contract for Micah Parsons.
Yeah, so
they might be top heavy contractually. That's hurting the rest of their team.
That's the reason they did absolutely nothing this offseason.
Yeah, right?
I mean, they literally zero.
They've done no. They
which
signed
is embarrassing.
One free agent.
It's kind of embarrassing.
All right, Howard, let's
reality,
get this
the up. NFC is not as tough, obviously, as the AFC. One other note, and I'll mention, and I heard it before I left. You know, we know the Eagles are playing in Brazil. I mean, it's a given. It's like, who are they playing? I think from what I've been told, I got the indication it might come out in the next few days or the next week. And it's going to be either Cleveland or Green Bay. And it's unfair if it's Green Bay. It takes away a home game. I was talking to Kevin Stefanski, the coach of Cleveland, and he says, yeah, I'm fine with us going. I said, why? He says, because that is a neutral game. So it's not a road game for us because it's a road game for both teams. So it really is an advantage for the team that is the road team,
of course,
and you're taking away the Eagles' home game.
Yeah.
So to take away Green Bay, which could be a tiebreaker as a home game, I think is unfair. So we'll see, but probably in the next couple of days, at least the next week, they're going to kind of – they keep on dropping things. They drop Christmas. There's going to be a couple of games.
Sure.
So they're going to drop a few things.
All right, Howard, let's get to the Phils here. So in now the final 30 hours or so before the season starts, we're getting everyone's prediction for the regular seasons on wins. Howard Eskin, sir, what number do you have the Phillies at winning this regular season?
Well, I base it on, you know, everybody or a lot of people buried Gabe Kapler. And he went to San Francisco in his second year and he won 107 games, correct? He won 107 games.
Correct. I believe so, yeah.
And so why can't the Phillies win 107 games?
Well, because it's very unlikely.
107.
107.
107.
Is this tongue-in-cheek, wow. King, or is this King really believing it?
No. There's only one other good team in the division, and that's Atlanta.
107.
107.
That's a lot of W's.
I believe this is tongue-in-cheek, and Howard's just not, well, you know, fessing
then
up.
Then why did you ask me?
I won't ask you next time.
Okay. I'm on the record.
107.
And I've said it on other shows, 107.
Look at you, Kay. You gonna blast them if they only win 105, like they underachieved?
No.
All right, Howard, have a good day, my man. Thanks,
Kay. All right, and I'll leave you with this.
Yes.
You know, it's nice to hear a pity party for the Sixers. You know, you guys having a pity party going today. They were up by 15, so you can't let one play beat you. You got to talk about, well, they could have moved up in the playoffs in the spot, you know. Games they didn't show up. You got to look at those. You got to look at everything in a whole. And if Joel Embiid comes back, you said they have some shot. Some shot at what? It's just he won't be in the shape he needs to be. And Nick Nurse says he's only FaceTiming him. What the hell is going on? He's the head coach. You haven't talked to him? Come on. Hey, listen, they'll be in some kind of playoff.
Yeah.
But, you know, just
I hear
relax.
You. All right, King.
Just relax.
Well done, buddy. Thanks, pal.
All right. I'll talk
there he is,
thanks,
Howard Eskin. Up ahead, some more audio from last night, including just something so ridiculous that James Harden said after the game. You got to hear it to believe it. It is so preposterous. Also up ahead, we'll play a little Phillies five questions with Ruben on the coming season. Saquon Barkley on the tush push. And we honor Ashley Howard, who yesterday won our free throw shooting contest. He'll join us later in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie on this Thursday morning. It's not opening day for the Phils. Tomorrow is on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.